Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, April 15th, 2013. And today, even though it is tax day, we are not talking about taxes. We are talking about a new world order and the recent call for a new world order by Vice President Joe Biden as he spoke at the 38th annual conference of the Export-Import Bank. How appropriate that he would say, and I quote, "The affirmative task we now have is to actually create a new world order." You can watch that video on the internet, and you can see Vice President Biden, as he says the words new world order, he kind of looks down the way a person would do if he were ashamed of what he was saying. Perhaps I give Mr. Biden too much credit, though, about his shame. Nevertheless, he said we have an affirmative task to actually create a new world order. This is the call many people in the past have called for a new world order. He is not alone. President George H.W. Bush, as we all know, Mikhail Gorbachev, Henry Kissinger, going back further, Adolf Hitler, all of them wanted to build a new world order. They talked about it. And a new world order, indeed. A lot of times the architects of the new world order don't announce their plans until they are already in place. Then they tell us this is what they plan to do. Well, the term new world order is, of course, a catchword, a byword, a code word, if you will, for global governance. That is a well-known fact. Global governance is their objective. But this is what Mr. Biden called for when he spoke at this meeting. And he said, that is our affirmative task, to create a new world order. Well, once again, I'd say he's probably announcing it after it has already happened. What will this new world order look like? I believe there will be a lot of bankers and a lot of international corporations in it, folks. I used to talk about how the Federal Reserve was bad because it was a privately owned banking cartel that controlled our money supply, but I'm not so sure that's true anymore. It is privately owned, but I don't know anymore whether the banks and corporations own the government or whether the government owns the banks and corporations, but I guess the answer would be, what difference does it make? Well, these remarks that Mr. Biden made, as I said, were made at the 38th annual conference of the Export-Import Bank. How appropriate indeed. Well, the Export-Import Bank is primarily an avenue for corporate welfare. It loans money to companies to make, supposedly, their exporting more appropriate. A lot of times it loans money to foreign governments, so that foreign government can spread the money around and allow people in that country to buy American imports. That is the idea. Sometimes it loans money to foreign governments so that they can build American products. In other words, it offshores jobs. Export-Import Bank, a form of corporate welfare, oftentimes coming back to the Congress and the President in the form of campaign donations. But quite often it loans money to governments, many of them once enemies of ours. For example, last year in 2012, and the president, by the way, has to personally sign off on any Export-Import Bank loans to communist countries, and he has to make an affirmative statement that it's in the national interest of the United States. Well, he did that last year when they loaned $126 million to Vietnam, communist Vietnam, I might add. $126 million was given to this country or loaned to this country in the interest of the United States, President Obama said. This money went to Vietnam Post and Telecommunications Group, the second largest company in Vietnam, controlled by the communist government. And what it's going to do is build a satellite for Lockheed Martin. In other words, Lockheed Martin has offshored its jobs to Vietnam, and we, the taxpayers, have loaned the money for them to do it. That is the way it appears to me. This is what Export-Import does. It is the offshoring of jobs and a, well, it's an outrage. The 2012 election cycle, Lockheed Martin gave $1.6 million to members of Congress, $27,548 to President Obama, and $19,000 to Romney. This is a way to talk about jobs, how it creates jobs in American companies, when in reality you are offshoring those jobs and simply giving away money to these corporations that do not need your money. Well, they did some other things at this Export-Import Bank annual conference. They selected the Lender of the Year. That's right, the Lender of the Year award this year goes to J.P. Morgan. That famous banking house, J.P. Morgan, was the Lender of the Year. J.P. Morgan was able to loan more money to more companies in more foreign countries than any other bank in the United States. They loaned out, they had 36 transactions totaling more than $291 million. Now, there's something we can be proud of, folks. This bank that we bailed out a few years ago is now loaning out more money to corporations that don't need it and to foreign governments than any other bank in America. There were a lot of people speaking at this conference. President Joe Biden, as I said, Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, National Security Advisor James Jones, many heads of many different corporations, all there to hand out the corporate welfare and to lead us into this new world order. What a glorious moment that will be. Well, there is nothing in the U.S. Constitution that permits the Export-Import Bank. It should be abolished. Its charter is up for renewal in 2014, and I hope and pray that it's not renewed, but that's just me, folks. There is nothing in the U.S. Constitution about the affirmative task to create a new world order. It would be good if our politicians would just shut up about it and try to do something about the order that we have and try to bring back some of the jobs that they have given away to countries like Vietnam. That's the way I see it, folks. Monday, April 15th, 2013. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle, folks. Thanks for listening.